into the thought process of first, playing and bringing it back?
Well, I think, Khalifa done a nice job as far as when he got the ball in his hands. But as a returner, first and foremost, you've got to catch the ball and possess the ball. It is preached on all the time in the room. Special teams is about, getting the ball, possessing the ball, and trying to get field position. And giving the offense and defense the best field position we can in certain situations. So, it's one of those things that, in this business is really tough, and it's tough decisions that you have to make like that. He is a hell of a kid, and there is nobody more hurt in that locker room than he was after the game. He's one of my favorite kids in the building. He works his tail off. I really like the kid. It was a decision where he had put three balls on the ground, and as a returner, you can't do that. Those decisions happen in this business. It happened to me. It's going to happen to a lot of more people down the road. So,
as a special teams coach, how crushing is it to have a play like that where the game seems to switch?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, it's huge. You battle the whole time. I thought we had some positive strides in what we were doing with our kickoff coverage. I thought, with Cordell or Patterson, we was doing a nice job. I think he averaged the 18-yard line on our kickoff coverage and with his kick returns. And, there were some positives in the game, and then all of a sudden something like that happens. It's crushing, and it changed the whole momentum of the game. And as a coach, that's on me. It's unfortunate that something like that happens, and you try to correct it and you try to move on, and it's unfortunate, and you feel bad, but that's you got to get somebody in here that can catch the ball and do a nice job returning wise.
How do you balance that when it happens? Talking to him, are you angry at him, or are you concerned that you don't want to lose him for the rest of the game mentally? So how do you handle that situation?
To be honest with you, I think that I'm sure as hell angry. Yeah, at first, and a lot of times, to be honest with you, I walk down on the other side before I talk to anybody. To control my emotions a little bit and to get myself in check before I, but I put my arm around him in the fourth quarter and said, hey, this has got to be a learning experience, and you got to focus and lock in, and decision making is part of it. Catching the ball is all of it, and possessing the ball is all of it. So he's a damn good kid. He understands. I'm glad they brought him back, and we can work with him. And I really want to work with this kid because he has some talent.
How do you fix that?
I think just reps and reps and reps. He can't get enough reps, and every day we work with the returners after and everything like that, and we can't get enough reps with all these guys.
Is that a ball you want the returner catching? Where he was, or would do?
Sure. I mean, that's the thing. The returners make those catches every day to go over there and fair catch that, So, yeah.
Who are the candidates, Brent, for a kickoff and punt return?
We have a handful of guys. You'll see on Monday. Or on Sunday, excuse me.
Will you lean toward the more shorthanded person versus the more potentially dynamic returner?
That's a decision, to be honest with you. There's a handful of guys, and I'm just being 100% honest. There's a handful of guys, and Todd and I will talk about it, and we'll make a decision here in the next day or two.
Brent, how do you make that decision, though? You can only see so much in practice on kickoff returns. You don't have preseason games now to evaluate things.
Right.
So how do you arrive at that decision?
I think it's a combination of watching them throughout the practice the whole entire time, and then, some of it's experience, some of it's the game-breaking potential. I think that It's a combination of all those things. I think that, Todd and I, like I said, I'll sit down. I don't know how we'll come to the conclusion we're going to make, but we'll get it done. And whoever we put in there, I'm confident they'll do a great job. I know the guys are going to block their tails off for them and things like that. They've been busting their tails for them. So it's been good to see them and playing hard.
Is there a leader in the clubhouse? Not that you're going to make sure it is, but in your mind, is there somebody there?
Yeah, I think there's a leader in the clubhouse.
I think Josh had three tackles in coverage on Sunday. What is it about him that makes him so good in that part of the game?
He cares. I think that he's one of those guys that Josh Martin is a man now. I mean, he is big. He's strong. He is hard as hell to block. He's a guy that when I was playing, those kind of guys are hard as hell to block. They can, because they can beat you with speed, they can beat you with pass rush moves, they can beat you with strength and power. He is a hell of a player, and he's great in the locker room. Takes a leadership role. Him and Rontez Miles and those guys do a great job of taking a leadership role. They always know their stuff. They don't make mental errors. They play their ass off every week, and that's exactly what you want as a coach. You know, if you have 11 of those guys playing for you, you'll win a hell of a lot of games.
It seems like Rontez is now getting kind of close to a return. Are you kind of counting down?
Oh, yes, I am. He's my guy. Yeah, him and Josh. And, you know, I have a bunch of core guys, and, you know, I love all those guys. They play their butts off for me, and you don't know as a coach how much you appreciate it, you know, because they lay their butts on the line for it. And it's awesome to see because they play hard. You know, it's cool to see. It really is.
Everybody good?